Interest in the gospel grows as hardships continue in India. Christians are helping Jamaican islanders suffering from the economic downturn, and a ministry partner reaches out to HIV-positive kids. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. About 2,100 Christian families driven from their homes in India's Orissa state are finally receiving badly needed relief supplies.
It's thrilling to realize that they are unwilling to turn their backs on the Lord Jesus Christ, even with the promise of going back to a warm home and allowing their lives to get back on schedule.
Because of extremist threats, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says not everyone's getting what they need to survive in the deteriorating conditions.
It's cold there now, and the families are suffering. The kids especially need blankets and clothing. However, attempts to take supplies to these people have been rejected by the state authorities, who say that they don't want to give this material to the Christians because they'll only use it to force conversion on more people.
West of Orissa, in Karnataka state, ASM has seen a unique evangelistic opportunity.
There's nothing else that these people have to turn to. There is no hope. There is no promise of any material blessings or anything coming out of this situation. Our directors in Bangalore tell us that all of a sudden, a huge increase in requests for scriptures and audio has been coming out of this area.
Next, the UN has accused Rwanda of supporting Tutsi rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Despite the violence and humanitarian rights abuses, Grace Ministries International is partnering with Book of Hope to reach over 200 schools with the gospel. Grace Ministries' Sam Vinton.
There's always that tension there, but we're still going to move forward. If you waited for things to come down to 100% peace in Congo, I think we would have left there many years ago, but we really feel the Lord has put these 40,000 students especially right where we can reach them.
Dozens of evangelists and school administrators have received training for the initiative to give Book of Hope and Show the God-Man film to every student at Grace Ministries School in the Congo.
Those men and women have committed themselves, and they've set a goal that they want to see at least 1,000 students come to Christ in the next year.
Pray that God will use the Book of Hope and the God-Man film powerfully among students. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thailand chose a new prime minister this week who faces serious challenges after months of political unrest. So far, Book of Hope's evangelistic ministry with the God-Man film has been able to continue as usual, says innovation manager Wayne Brown.
The schools were not closed. There was no special prohibition on travel in those other areas that would have impacted anyone. And our work with the church up in Nung Khai, where we're doing a new program with the God-Man, has continued to progress.
The situation may open the door for the gospel in Bangkok.
There is a real hunger for understanding what there is in life. There is an attitude of receptiveness, and there are a lot of questions. And I do believe that this offers an opportunity to be able to share with people in Thailand who Jesus is, and that true hope and true peace comes through him.
Next, Global Aid Network will be visiting Jamaica at the end of this month to help people suffering from the island's economic downturn. Jamaica's chief industry nearly collapsed as a result of hits to the global economy, and GAIN will help islanders living in poverty. By meeting basic needs, GAIN hopes to introduce people to the love of Christ. The mission trip will take place from December 27th through January 3rd. Pray that believers will bring spiritual and tangible hope into people's lives. And an orphan outreach partner has welcomed three more kids to the Santvana home in Pune, India. These three will join other HIV-positive kids that have been rescued from slums near Pune's red light district. The district is home to over 3,000 prostitutes, and nearly 30% of slum children are HIV-positive. The Santvana home provides rescued children with a safe place to live and hope for a future. If you'd like to help orphan outreach minister to HIV-infected kids, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your new Solid Rock Orchestra Christmas CD is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you this unique new mix of your favorite Christmas carols that'll point you to Christ this Christmas. It may become your favorite. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.